if you want to kill people and do whatever you like, where do you find them? Find a bridge. Because everything has to cross the bridge. Nobody will cross the river. Bridge is that. Bridge is connection between two different points which are not accessible. You have to cross this. The only way. Right? That goldsmith lives there. Means he has somehow the key to the paradise, or he is the barrier for the paradise. All of that is the importance of that. Yes?
Said he, I know what your illness is, and I will at once display the arts of magic in delivering you. Be glad and carefree and have no fear, for I will do to you that which rain does to the meadow.
Why should he talk like that? Imagine that he, the physician, metaphysician is there and talking to that, okay? He discovered the sickness, he didn't say anything. He asked again, okay, where is he living, that goldsmith? He said, there. And he said, don't worry, I will do some magic. Here for magic, you have two different words for magic. You have several words. Some of them are positive, some of them are negative. The positive one are the holy one, are the one who are coming from the glorious one. The other one are the tricky ones that the people will do. Here he used the said, the tricky one. And he said, what I'm doing to you, I will do to you what the rain will do to the grass. You remember that knowledge I was talking about? And the knowledge which is everywhere. And it comes from above. And the rain is everywhere. And it will make all the life happening. I'll do it to you. This is where this hacking trying to do some magical stuff to the intelligence of you. And he knows how to do it, but let's see how he will do it.
I will be anxious for you. Be not you anxious. I am kinder to you than 100 fathers.
What does that mean? This is a very an exaggeration that I am closest, even closer to you than 100th father. Have you heard some exaggeration like that? Anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is a Quranic exaggeration.
Closer
God will say, I am closer to you than this vein. Here the Hakim will say, I am kinder than 100 father to you, although I'm separated. That's the holy connection here. Then,
beware, tell not this secret to anyone, not though the king should make much inquiry from you.
See, and the recipe is again quietness. Don't mix this with something else, because that's what you are doing. What are you doing now? You, Rabbi, what are you doing now? You're listening to some spiritual stuff. You translate it to reality with your intelligence, to a logical version that says, don't do this. Do not try to explain logically what I'm trying to explain to you in this book. Because when I'm talking about love, the worst thing you could do is to bring the logic in it. Logic is made to grab what you need. Remember, that was the essence of logic. To try to grab what you need. Love is offering something. Offering whatever you have to beloved. It's illogical. It could not be mixed with the logic. But you could. Can't you? When you quote unquote love someone, and you did something wrong, then you buy a gift, then you think about some plans ahead and things like that, then you present that gift to your partner and you say, I love you. Is it out of love? All the policies you made, all the thought and logical thing you had, is mixed up with something that you want to call pure-heartedly. Can you do something pure-heartedly? Unknowingly? That's the state of love. The lover will not think about something when it comes to beloved. It's beyond the logic. It's one step further from logic. So you cannot mix it with the logic. When calculation, policy making, and this thing will come in, love is out. There. You could confuse, you could mix up things together and call it love. I said, that's the problem. The problem is, when we talk about love, everybody understands that we are talking about a very exceptional thing in this universe, right? The irony is, the best thing we could talk about is love. The rarest thing that exists is love. And everybody claims that they know what love is. You see what the problem is? Because intelligent does not know what intelligence does not know. Ignorance is not understandable. I cannot process my ignorance because I'm busy with my know-hows. The other part is missing, he said. Listen, don't talk about this. Because you like to talk about it, don't you? Especially in this classroom, we didn't know this, but in my class, you're dying to talk about this because I don't let you talk. If I let you to converse and talk about this and go like that, yes, but now you need someone to tell about it. When you're talking about this, you're thinking about this, and this is beyond the thought. These are the dilemmas. Don't worry. Looks impossible, but it is possible. We'll deal with all this. Yes.
Beware, tell not this secret to anyone, not though the king should make much inquiry from you. When your heart becomes the grain of your secret, that desire of yours will be gained more quickly.
You see, he divided the boxes in. You have two boxes, intelligence and the heart, right? This heart has a thorn in it and I want to do something about it. Please do not mix up these two things. Because your heart is not your brain. It's different. And they cannot be mixed up.
These are the two C's.
Two C's.
That Mevlana talks about.
Yes.
The prophet said.
What it means. What it means when somebody said, prophet said. You tell me.
The voice from the divine.
Voice from God. Prophet doesn't count. When prophet says something, quote unquote prophet, heard it from God, right? So when Rumi, wherever it is, he wants to tell you something that this is it as a master. He wants to give it to you, he will say, prophet said. He doesn't name a prophet. Although he names all the different prophets. But there are places that he will say, said the prophet, and will say some bizarre things sometimes, because he wants to give it to you as something that you don't argue with. This is the difference between you and a gentleman who is listening to Rumi. In Rumi's time, the people are a little bit simpler than you. So they have this attitude to listen to something as if it is coming from above. They have that feeling. You don't.